It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update, our segment from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and we have a special guest joining us by phone. It's Trey Everett from Crookston. Hi, Trey. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm a happy camper. The weather's been very nice lately. Well, our first point of discussion this afternoon, who is Trey Everett?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Well, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a spiritual director, a pastor, and an artist.
And your home ground, your stomping grounds where you grew up was where?
I grew up in southern Missouri. Lebanon is the name of the town.
Okay.
Down in the Ozarks.
Oh, way down south. Okay. How'd you end up in Crookston?
Well, it had to do with where I work now, the Minnesota Institute of Contemplation and Healing, or MICA for short.
Okay.
And it's a retreat center just outside of Crookston. And I knew the director, Dan Wolpert. He and I were talking, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Well, that's great. And you've been here for how long?
8 years.
8 years. All right. So you know about Minnesota winters then.
Yeah, I do.
Firsthand. And they don't compare to Missouri winters, do they?
not slightly, no.
Okay. Well, you are an artist. You described yourself in that way. And if you would describe your art, Trey, what is that?
My artwork is pen and ink drawings. You know, I use the old-fashioned nib pens, and I dip in an ink well. And they're usually very detailed drawings and with a range of topics, but they're all designed to be kind of introspective and help people to kind of think a little more deeply about their life or the world or things like that.
When you take your pen in hand, do you have something in mind, or do you let things flow as they come?
A lot of times I've got something in mind. I often have a little journal that I keep handy, and when I get an idea, I'll do a quick sketch. And then when I'm in the mood to really draw, I'll kind of flip through the journal, and if something stands out, I'll work on that. So I've got some kind of image in mind, and then I go from there, and it often will change and become sometimes a lot different than what I had imagined when I started.
I'm hearing that you reflect, and you reflect that thought and those experiences through your artwork. Is that quite common among artists?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of artists, that's kind of their stimulus for working with, you know, whatever medium they're involved in. And I think that that's just kind of part of the artistic process for many people.
And you made a great point, too, because you have these experiences and these thoughts, and you're creating something brand new, which is great.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole new creation, mm-hmm. based on, you know, something I've been reading or a conversation I had. And, you know, there's a bit of that initial conversation, but then it becomes a brand new creation.
Who have been major influences for you, Trey, mentors in your artistic endeavors?
Well, my dad was an artist, and I've got some cousins who are really good with drawing, an uncle also. And so growing up, I would see my dad draw a lot, and so I took an interest, and that's kind of where I got started.
The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is opening up a display starting on June 12th and running through July 31st. It's your pen and ink drawings, and I find this fascinating because some are described as holy doodles. Now, for those who don't know what that is, Trey, what are holy doodles?
Holy doodles are my various pen and ink artwork collection, and it's called holy doodles because originally it kind of started as just doodling. Then we put holy in front of it because H-O-L-Y. There's a lot of theology in the artwork, so a lot of images of the spiritual life, and so that's where the name came from.
Again, that display opens up on July 12th and runs until July 31st. It's called Nibs and Knives at the East Grand Forks Gallery of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. And also on display are the wood carvings of Tom Brousseau of Thief River, so if you have a chance, stop on by and take a look. You're also involved in a project called Healing Through Art, Trey. What is that, and who is that designed to help?
Healing Through Art, it's this multi-week program that I've done the last 2 years. Basically, it's where you use very simple art techniques and have people work with little art projects that are very simple and easy to do, but they deal with more complex things in our lives. And so people take time to kind of work on an art project and reflect on their life. And then at the end, we talk about what people experienced and just kind of what came up for them. And it's been a really, really good program. And so right now I'm leading some training workshops on how to do your own healing through art program. And it's designed to be for, you know, for anyone. I mean, kids, adults, and the training program is designed for, you know, people that work in the medical profession, teachers, people that work in churches, just all kinds of groups that may have others in mind that they would like to have a program for.
And again, the workshop is called Healing Through Art, and the next workshop is coming up in Hallock at the Hallock City Hall on Saturday, July 26th, and then Roseau at the Roseau Public Library on August 23rd. Are you taking registrations for that, Trey?
I am. Yes, I am. And people can call me at my number, which is 218-280-4917. Or they can go to our website, which is Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Praise, prays.org. And the workshop's totally free, and it's from 10 o'clock to 3 in the afternoon.
Okay, that phone number again for Trey to register is area code 218-280-4917, 218-280-4917. And funding for you has come from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. How is the Arts Council so supportive for artists like you and others across the region?
Oh, wow. They're such a wonderful resource. They have all of these grant opportunities, and they work with artists to help figure out what would be a good grant that would match up with them. And, you know, I work with Mara a lot, and, you know, it's great being able to talk with her and work with her. I just was able to get a grant with this art exhibit that is starting on July 12th, and they've just been awesome. I can't really express how wonderful they are.
All right, the pen and ink drawings of Trey Everett of Crookston are on display at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Art Gallery at the Riverwalk Center in downtown East Grand Forks, July 12th through July 31st, along with the wood carvings of Tom Brousseau of Thief River. And again, Trey is conducting workshops, Healing Through Art. And again, for more information about that and to register, give Trey a call, 218-280-4917, 218-280-4917. Trey, thank you so much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
Thank you, Ron.
Trey Everett from Crookston, our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3, right here on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.